Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Sheila Klepkort. How are you, Sheila?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
And Sheila is the CEO of KEO Marketing. And Sheila, marketing is a very competitive space. And I know you focus as a differentiator on B2B and also have something really cool called fractional CMOs. Talk about your whole differentiation in the marketplace.
Absolutely. So coming out of the pandemic, companies have had to innovate on a variety of different levels. They've had to rethink what their offerings are. They've had to rethink how their employees show up to work in hybrid work situations where some people are working from home, some are from the office. Everything about coming out of the pandemic has meant we've had to rethink how we do business. We help companies do that with their marketing. And for that reason, we offer a fractional chief marketing officer program. So coming out of the pandemic, and we're not quite out of it actually yet, but companies have had to rethink their costs. And for companies that we work with, companies who are $5 to $100 million, they've had to rethink, how can I up-level what I'm doing to compete with the bigger boys? How can I do more with less? So I was just looking online with Indeed, and there are more vice president of marketing positions open than ever before. And in those cases, these companies are believing that if they get a new vice president of marketing, they're going to get a new strategy that's going to help them grow quicker, that's going to help them differentiate themselves. But that VP of marketing is still going to come back to an organization with a skeleton crew if they're between $5 and $100 million. They probably got 2 or 3 people on their marketing team. As a result, those people have to be generalists. And in today's market that is, as you say, so competitive, it's hard to get that out of a very small marketing team. So what we do is we offer, for about the cost of hiring a VP of marketing or a CMO, both a fractional CMO, a senior level person, myself, who's been doing marketing for 30 years, plus an outsourced marketing team that can augment those generalists on your team. So what it essentially does is it helps mid-market companies punch at a weight much higher than they normally could for much less cost. They get better results for their marketing investment by rethinking how they organize their marketing.
So it's clear, Sheila, what you're saying is now is a unique snapshot in time where almost every company is reinventing itself. What's an example of a company you've worked with during the pandemic, and what was the before and the after?
Sure. I'll give you an example. We worked with we're a B2B marketing agency. We help companies who sell to other companies. We were working with a national office cleaning company, and they had mostly done their marketing with educational institutions. Well, guess what happened during the pandemic? Educational institutions closed. Kids were doing their schooling from home, and so they had to quickly rethink how they went to market. So we repositioned the company. We focused their business more on transportation and logistics, which was a huge part of what made the world continue to run during the pandemic. And we redesigned their website. We improved conversions. I served alongside their senior leadership team to help them rethink how to do that. My team complemented their 2-person marketing team, and we were able to move much more quickly within about 60 days. So from March, April, and then into the beginning of May when we relaunched their website and their offering. And very quickly, within just a couple of months, they were able to return their revenue to pre-pandemic levels with a completely different industry. And so most of the time, if you have an in-house VP of marketing, that's very difficult to move that quickly. If you have a marketing agency and an in-house VP of marketing, that's also very difficult to move that quickly. So they were really excited about the growth of the company. They were able to keep all of their cleaning franchises all over the country engaged and active, and we were really excited about the results.
Well, congratulations. That definitely is exciting. This is Robert Griese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking today with Sheila Klepkorn, who is the CEO of KEO Marketing, which is a leader in B2B. And they have a new, we'll call it product or service, called Fractional CMO. And it's really interesting, and I want to talk now about the whole concept of social media, because leveraging social media is critical to everyone today, and it's changing so dramatically, and all the budgets are shifting over to there. What are your thoughts? What needs to be done? What are the mistakes that people are making?
Sure. Well, it's a really good question. And social media, I find, is one of the most intimidating things for the executives that we work with. Most of them are not on really active on social media themselves. They may have a Facebook page. They probably have a LinkedIn profile, but they're not active. They rely on their in-house team or their assistant to do their marketing. And so thinking about how can you leverage social media for lead generation. How can you leverage social media to increase the quality of the leads that are filling your sales pipeline? That's often a daunting task for a CEO to think about. But we really think about social media as a way to connect. And so whether you're an organization that's mostly focused on sales, and pre-pandemic, your salespeople were going to trade shows, for example. They were out on the street, so to speak, making connections. They were part of networking groups. They were part of associations. And those executives and those sales people know that those connections are what makes it work. And so what's happened during the pandemic is that advertising and those communications have accelerated what was already happening, but it quickened what probably would have happened in 5 to 10 years into 17 months. And that means that you had to make those connections electronically. So we've all gotten used to many Zoom calls. We've gotten used to even virtual conferences. And if we take that a step further, it's about how do you leverage those same kinds of technology to make connections. It still means we have to use all of the skills that we had been using at trade shows and conferences about finding what makes other people interested in what you do, about having a really clear message that resonates, but it's also about connecting with people virtually, and that's what we help people do.
What are some of the key things that people need to do specifically in social media? So, for example, everyone's focusing on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well, you know, now that it won't be kids' Instagram. What are there any sort of tricks of the trade that you could tell CEOs, here's something you should do that's really a best practice in social media?
Well, in the B2B space, LinkedIn is the single most important social media outlet. It's really important that you have a complete profile and that that profile reads as though it were your website for your company. That your personal profile tells the value that you bring in the marketplace and why someone would want to connect with you. So once your profile is complete, then it's important that you increase your connections. So in LinkedIn, it's 6 degrees of separation from whoever you're connected to. So you need to increase your number of connections, especially more than 500. But if you can get your connections up above 10,000 and you're sharing valuable information about how you and your company add value, then there's a ripple effect that starts to happen. Once you get to 10,000 followers on LinkedIn, you'd be surprised. You can find great employees. You can find great prospects. It all happens a little bit more slowly than email. So most people get onto LinkedIn and they may check their LinkedIn every 7 to 10 days. So if you have a chance to reach someone, you need to give them time to consume what you have You need to be very targeted. LinkedIn has some amazing filters that allow you to connect with the people that you actually want to connect with. So we have found that LinkedIn can be actually more effective than a trade show because you can get to the people with the job titles that you want. You can share something of value on a time that helps them.
And we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Sheila, we're going to find out more about LinkedIn. We're going to find out about how this ties into restructuring your organization. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Sheila Klepkorn, the CEO of KEO Marketing, which is a leader in B2B marketing, and they also have special fractional CMOs. So right now we're talking about LinkedIn. So the question is, there's people have, now there's a lot of thrust on authenticity, people having their personal LinkedIn, but then they also have their corporate LinkedIn. So what's the dynamic between the two? And then you mentioned 10,000 is the magic number. How do you get there? We have about 600,000 listeners listening in, mostly small businesses. How do they get to that 10,000 magic number?
The best way is to have a really compelling message. Video works really well on LinkedIn. Having short clips that help people understand how you solve their pains, you as a person and you as your company. You will likely have more followers on your personal LinkedIn than you will on your company LinkedIn. So it's very important to build them together and to tie them together with all of your executives. It's very important that you know that if you are taking 30 seconds, 1 minute of a person's time, that you are adding value, that you are authentic, as you mentioned, Robert, and that's really, really important. And you grow by adding advertising to that. So it is very difficult today in any social media platform to get organic lift just by posting to your own profiles. You will need to use advertising on LinkedIn, for example, to be successful. But you can upload your list of contacts that you regularly email with your company to LinkedIn, and then you can retarget them with ads. Today, people get more than 5,000 marketing messages a day. They want to do their own research to determine what they want to buy. And so those two things mean it's a very high bar to get in front of someone, to break through the noise. So you've got to have a clear, catchy message that solves their pain points, that helps them understand what you do, and then you've got to amplify that with advertising. So digital advertising increased by 54% during COVID. It exploded. Digital advertising costs increased. So it's really important that your team or an organization like mine can help you understand how to leverage that targeting, how to get you in front of the right people. Today, it takes 7 to 16 touches to get someone to take the next move, not to buy, but just to answer your Facebook message or your LinkedIn message. It takes 7 to 16 touches. So for that reason, you need a very clear communication strategy, and you need a very clear and concise and effective advertising strategy. That takes specialists who know how to do that, and that's why our organization tends to succeed more than in-house teams, because we've got specialists who have years of experience leveraging the algorithms of LinkedIn and Google and others.
So talk about the whole restructuring of the business by bringing in this fractional CMO concept.
When most mid-market companies hire an agency to help them get further faster, what it means is the CEO or the CFO typically have to be that leadership conduit to the marketing agency. What hiring a fractional CMO allows you to do is that you have that leader on your executive team with you in your executive meetings every week or every other week, and you have the benefit of an agency, of specialists, of seasoned experts who know how to get the most out of this kind of marketing. So it takes the pressure off of the CEO or the CFO, because that person is in the room with them, the fractional CMO, but they don't have to pay for a full-time CMO. And they don't have to skimp on a small marketing department. My agency has 29 people, so they can get a $2 million marketing department and a CMO and an agency team with a lot of specialists for about the same cost as hiring a VP of marketing.
No, it sounds really important, especially during these times. But how do you realistically structure it? Do you meet once a week? How long is an engagement? Are these engagements ones that will stay for like 5 years or something? Because also there's a short tenure for a CMO. So arguably you could say that there's a longer continuity by hiring fractional.
Most of our clients have been with us for 2, 3, 5, 10, 12 years. We build a system that generates qualified leads to fill your sales pipeline. That takes a little while to build. So it might take 3 to 6 months to build and start humming, and then we tweak it year in and year out. So typically our clients stay with us for a very long time because we serve as that extension of their executive team. We think about their business like they think about their business because it becomes our business too.
And I want to head back for a second back into what you're talking about with social media and SEO. What advice do you have in terms of Google, website?
Most executives of mid-market companies come to me and say they just want to increase their traffic. We need more traffic. And the thought is, that's going to generate more leads because the volume is just higher. When in fact, the reality is you could get better leads with less traffic as long as you were getting the right leads. And so what we really want to focus in on is the 80-20 rule. Probably 20% of your clients or customers deliver 80% of your revenue. So it's really important to target your SEO plan, your social media plan, your communications plan to get in front of the people who are most likely to have a need for what you do. And therefore, the messaging is the first component before you start buying keywords or optimizing and doing lots and lots of blogs. You can do all of that and waste your investment. So we're all about being very, very targeted, maximizing your investment and getting you a better return on that marketing investment. Because at the end of the day, if you thought for every $10,000 I spend, I would make $2 million, you would spend $10 million or $10,000 every month, right? If you knew that. So our organization offers a business intelligence department that really looks at the value for what you're getting. And we look at marketing as an investment, not as an expense, that needs to have a pretty powerful return for you to continue doing it.
What is the correct return on investment for a marketing spend?
It varies from industry to industry, and it varies based on your average cost per sale. So if you have a very low cost per sale, then that return on investment better be much higher. It might be a 10 times investment, but you might have a loss leader at first. So it might take you longer to get to that 10x return on investment. If you have a high cost per sale, let's say you manufacture 3D printers, for example, we've done work in that space. And if your 3D printer is $250,000, then you probably need fewer of them. You might be comfortable with a 3x investment for the program to work. It varies by industry.
Final question. What is your website for people to go to?
Absolutely. Thanks, Robert, so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Folks can find me at keomarketing.com. Just go to services and you can look at the fractional CMO offer, or you can find me on LinkedIn with Sheila Klefkorn.
A pleasure having you on the CEO show, Sheila.
Thank you, Robert.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Greg Campbell. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Greg is the CEO of VGrid. What's interesting is he's built several companies in the past, But you joined VGrid, and it's really a potential game changer in the entire area of climate change. Talk about why you joined and what the concept of VGrid is.
As you said, I've been successful a couple times with startups that went public and then were acquired. And I did about 12 years of nonprofit work, which was very meaningful. But the opportunity of VGrid was something you could basically really lean into and make a real difference. And so at this stage of my life, I wanted to work on something really meaningful. And VGrid has the possibility not only to slow down the rate of CO2 emissions into the atmosphere, but actually reduce the amount of CO2 emissions in the atmosphere and potentially reverse climate change.
Those are big words. But when we talk about reducing, that's fine. But when you talk about turnaround and maybe sequestering carbon from the atmosphere, how do you do that?
Well, we let nature do it for us. In fact, we have living examples all around us. And what's amazing about trees and plants is that when they're growing, they are actually absorbing CO2 and through a process of photosynthesis, turning that into oxygen. That's how we get our oxygen. And the carbon is stored in the plant in the form of organic molecules, carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen. And so during the life of that plant, that carbon is sequestered. A little bit is given back when the leaves fall off and the branches fall off. And ultimately, when the tree finishes its life, all of that carbon goes back up into the atmosphere as CO2 through decomposition, or heaven forbid, now in California, through wildfires. And so that's what I call a carbon neutral cycle, where the tree itself absorbs the CO2 while it's living and then gives it all back when it dies and decomposes or burns.
So what exactly does VGrid do? Explain that.
So VGrid basically taps into that energy that's stored into that tree. Anybody who's made a campfire knows that when you heat up logs, it gives off a lot of heat. That's the energy that's being released from the carbon-carbon bonds in the biomass or the wood. And what we do is we do a controlled burn inside an airtight vacuum vessel, and we limit the amount of oxygen that the fire can get. And as a result of that, we produce hydrogen and CO, carbon monoxide gases, which we then feed into an internal combustion engine that's specifically designed for that gas, and we turn an alternator and generate electricity. And what's left over is a very porous, high surface area form of carbon that has many, many uses.
How can this be used operationally?
So the advantage of bioenergy, as I call it, is that it's a demand source. So as long as I feed the biofuel into the generator, it will generate electricity, and that could be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as opposed to solar or wind, where you need the sun shining on the solar panel and the photons convert into electrons, or you need the wind blowing, turning a turbine and converting that into electricity. The bioenergy is on demand, which is what our utilities and grids need. They need a demand source of energy.
Is anyone else doing that?
Yes, there are. So people have been using bioenergy for quite some time, but it's usually in a large centralized power plant scale where they're basically creating a fire in atmosphere and using the heat to boil water and then drive the steam through steam turbines. So they're big, large, expensive, inefficient power plants. What we've done is we've created a mobile unit on a car trailer that you can wheel into an almond orchard in Central Valley, California, for instance, and take the tree prunings, run them through the machine, and then make electricity and power the deep well pump that pumps the irrigation water to water the trees.
That's fascinating, because you're taking something and you're making it, in a sense, mobile. Instead of like a giant computer, it's like, as an analogy, you're making everyone having a home computer, in a sense, that potential, right?
Yes. We're taking the generator to the biomass where it's generated, as opposed to having to transport large amounts of biomass to a centralized plant, which is just very inefficient. Our business model is, first, in the agricultural space, we go to the end user, farmer, grower, who has very high electricity costs here in California, and we say to the farmer, grower, look, we'll give you electricity at a reduced amount. And so we sell the electricity as a service. the farmer or grower only pays as he consumes it. And we're able to do that because we own the machine. They don't have to put any money up front. We operate the machine so they don't have to hassle with it. And then we take the carbon byproduct and we monetize that through carbon products. And that's what allows the business model to work.
That is really fascinating. So who would your clients be?
Our first clients are farmers or growers in Central Valley, California. So almond growers, dairy farmers, anybody who uses a large amount of electricity. And so in California, we have drought and growers need to pump water from 2, 3, 4 up to 800 feet below the surface of the ground. And that requires a lot of energy to move that water up that distance. Or in a dairy farm, you have a lot of energy, frankly, being used to cool the cows in the hot summer. So they're blowing fans on them when the temperature gets above 72 degrees, and they're spraying misters on them so that they don't get sick.
So here's one question. I want to talk soon about your goals in 5 years, how you're going to scale globally. But I remember I was interviewing maybe about 7, 8 years ago, the CEO of Interface, I believe. It's the largest carpet company that is, they decided to become carbon neutral. It's about 20 years ago, the first one to do that. Ray Amson, and they said there's technology to sequester carbon, actually, that will be coming from the sky and bring it back from the atmosphere.
Yes, so you raise an important point. There are companies that have very large-scale fans, basically, that suck in the air, and then they have filters with liquid resins on them that capture the CO2, and then they trap that CO2 and they pump it down into the ground to, quote, store it. Unfortunately, it's not very economical. Nobody wants to spend the money to do it. And in fact, the only use they've really got commercially of that CO2 is to pump it into fracking wells to help aerify the oil in order to pump the oil easier. So in a weird way, we're sort of accelerating climate change by sucking the CO2 out of the air, but then accelerating the rate of pumping of oil out of the ground.
Interesting. But are you able to, how are you actually reversing?
So let's talk about carbon positive, carbon neutral, and carbon negative. Carbon positive is when you take a fossil fuel, which is coal or peat or oil, that's down in the ground and has been down there for millions of years. That's sequestered carbon that's come from dead life forms. Okay. And we extract that out of the ground, we combust it by adding oxygen, and we emit CO2. So we're taking carbon from the ground and putting it in the atmosphere. That's positive carbon. Wind or solar is emissionless. So the sun hits the panel, it converts electricity, and there's no emission of any CO2. We call that carbon neutral. Even though there is a carbon footprint associated with making the panel or the wind turbine. V-Grid's bioenergy solution is carbon negative because, as I had described earlier, the tree itself captures the carbon dioxide. It stores the carbon in the tree.
Talk about what your growth plan is over the next 5 years and how you plan to scale this.
The bioserver itself, that's the machine that converts the biomass into electricity and carbon, can generate 100 kilowatts electric. And it produces about 40 pounds an hour of carbon. So if you run it for 20 hours a day, you're essentially producing 800 pounds of carbon per day per machine. The machine is mobile. It's on a car trailer, so it can be wheeled around. And it's also quite modular. So you can stack multiple machines next to each other, like a server farm for computers. And therefore, you can expand to 1 megawatt electric. And the machines are designed to synchronize with the grid. So you can plug them into the grid and basically net meter electricity back into the grid and get the customer's electricity consumption to be net zero. The unit economics, as I mentioned, the business model is that we would own the machine and we would operate the machine, so there's no cost to the customer. We take a look at their annual electricity bill, which in California is quite high, and we haircut it so that they get an immediate savings. We basically charge the customer for electricity at a discounted rate. And let me use the number 12 cents per kilowatt hour. So every hour that you generate 100 kilowatts with one machine, you earn $12. And then we can do this because we can sell the valuable carbon byproduct. The valuable carbon byproduct can be used as a toxin binder in livestock feed. It can also be used as an odor eliminator. It absorbs odor. It can be used as a water filter. It can also be used in health and beauty products. You see carbon toothpaste today. And so by monetizing the byproduct of carbon, we can afford to offer the discounted electricity to the customer.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Dr. Greg Campbell, the CEO of VGrid, and this is the way we can turn around.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We're here today with Dr. Greg Campbell. And Greg is the CEO of VGrid, and it's really a potential game changer in the entire area of climate change. So everyone listening in, you 600,000 entrepreneurs here, this is where I speak all the time with CEOs, and they build these multi-billion dollar companies, and they started from nothing with just a great idea. And here is truly a great idea. So I want to ask you just about environmental policy. You're involved. Yep. What is the state of that right now, and where does VGrid fit into that?
I think we're in a very good position. I think, you know, the Biden administration rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, which is a good thing. I think most companies have zero carbon plans by 2030 or so. So the corporations, I think, are really stepping up. The government's really stepping up. So I think a lot of money is going to be thrown at basically reducing the amount of CO2 emissions. But I really want to draw everybody's attention to the fact that, okay, today, with the amount of CO2 we currently have in the atmosphere, we have about a little over one degree centigrade rise in temperature from pre-industrial. And we see the impact of that, right? We need to not only hold it there. The Paris Accord wants to limit it to 2 degrees, but I think we need to basically reduce it. And so we really need to focus on initiatives that reduce the amount of CO2. And I want to commend the One Trillion Tree, 1T.org. There's a massive tree planting program that's being supported by a number of corporations. Planting more trees that we've unfortunately ripped out in our past will help reduce the amount of CO2 from the atmosphere. And VGrid can step in and short circuit those trees, putting the CO2 back up when they die.
Let's talk about your technology model. How does that work? And let's even talk about things like artificial intelligence. And you're not, I know, a technologist. You're a plasma expert. But talk about that.
Now, actually, I started my work, my undergrad, I studied energy generation, thermodynamics, fluid mechanics. So it's all kind of coming back home to roost, because combustion science is thermodynamics. But essentially, we're trying to solve a very tough problem. We're using a technology called gasification, and that is the combustion of a biomass material with limited oxygen. In other words, not enough oxygen to fully burn. So if I put a pile of logs here in the campfire and I light it, it will get all the oxygen it needs to fully burn, and you'll be left over with gray ash, which is the mineral content in the wood. But if I put a lid over it and I suck all the air out and I just bleed in a little bit of oxygen, I won't fully combust it. What will happen is the partial combustion will give me combustion products, which are water vapor and carbon dioxide, but there's hot carbon left over. The exothermic combustion reaction heats that carbon up to about 1300 degrees centigrade, and that hot carbon is a very active chemical surface. So it splits the water molecule into hydrogen, and the remaining oxygen atom grabs a carbon and makes CO. And then the CO2 molecule splits and creates two CO molecules. So that ongoing reaction between the combustion byproducts and the hot carbon creates a very porous, on a micro scale, form of carbon. And that form of carbon as we said previously in the segment, has many, many uses due to its very high surface area. Gasification actually was looked at during World War II and post-World War II as a form of energy generation in the case of what if our whole grid was knocked out by the Soviet Union. So a lot of people looked at, we've got to grow food, so we've got to provide farmers with energy. So there's a lot of work done on gasification, and it, for lack of a better word, stuck because it was very difficult to keep the air flowing through the gasifier. And so what we've done is we have designed a pretty intricate system of measuring pressure and temperature so we can know when things are starting to slow down. And then we have activation techniques like a sliding grate mechanism and a shaker mechanism to keep things moving. And you mentioned artificial intelligence. I lean more on the side of what I call machine learning, which is basically teaching the machine how to operate under a whole different host of conditions to optimize its performance. And that's what we've done on the gasifier side. Coming out of the gasifier, those gases are dirty. They have tars and oils and carbon particles in them. And so you have to go through it, and they're very hot. They're 600 degrees centigrade. So you have to go through a series of filtering techniques in order to clean that gas up enough so that you can feed it into an internal combustion engine. We use Ford V10 truck engines to turn alternators and make the electricity. And that's the next level of technology that was a very, very difficult task because the gas, which is hydrogen and CO, also has a lot of nitrogen in it. And therefore, it doesn't have as much heat value as, say, natural gas or propane. And therefore, the control of the air-fuel ratio is very, very important. And we had to design a very sophisticated, for lack of a better word, carburetor in order to mix the fuels and control the air-fuel ratio in order to be able to meet the emission standards.
So, Greg, you've obviously created a new economic model where you are able to make sense and help the planet by reversing climate change. What other types of organizations do you see that are able to create models like this?
A lot of people do various as-a-service type models, so we're kind of copying that in terms of selling the electricity as a service. But I think what really differentiates us is we essentially have two products. We have the electricity, which is a commodity that you can't really change the price that much of. But we also have this carbon, which is very, very valuable. So, for instance, if we feed it to cows and save calves' lives, there's a lot of value to that product, and we're experiencing a pretty good uptick in sales of calf powder that you put in starter milk for raising calves. But it's also a consumer product. And so we're selling it on Amazon as a cat litter deodorizer, as a horse stall deodorizer. And I think our ability to work on the carbon market side of the business and provide electricity sort of differentiates us. Not many people are going to be able to do that. And let me just say, one critical thing we're currently starting to explore, we're having some success on Amazon and Shopify, but we really want to get into mainline retail. We're looking for a retail partner to private label our products. And as I mentioned earlier, carbon can be used for beauty products like charcoal masks for women, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo. It can be used as an anti-hangover pill because it'll remove the toxins that are in your stomach. And it can be used as a soil amendment, as well as a water filter or air purifier. So there's many, many different products that come out. We need a retail partner to co-develop these products and fan them out in retail.
What is the website if someone wants to investigate?
VGridEnergy.com.
Great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.